Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Do you like to get mail?
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, and yes, I love getting mail. Today's topic is around town.
And our title is Packages and Letters. Packages and Letters. Peter, do you go to the post office often?
I don't have to go to the post office too often, only to mail a package. The mail carrier will bring my mail to my home, usually.
That's right. Well, let's learn more about this. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Susie has some letters to mail. She needs stamps. She is going to the post office. Taylor tells her about stamps.com. Susie can print her own postage on stamps.com. Can she send letters and packages overseas? Yes, she can send letters and packages anywhere in the world. But she must use the right address and zip code.
I send things to my family often. So what things do you need or have to do before you mail something out?
That's a good question. There are many things you should think about before sending a letter. You need to buy a stamp. You need to know the address of the person you are sending it to. And you have to make sure you are sending the letter or the package the right way.
Wow, that is a lot to think about. Well, maybe I'll think more about that while we visit Christina. Let's take a visit to Christina right now because she needs to show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天谈到的是邮局寄信的问题。Susie has some letters to mail. Susie 要寄一些信出去。动词 mail 就是寄信，邮寄这个动作。要寄信就是需要邮票，邮票是 stamp。Susie needs some stamps, 所以她打算到邮局去。邮局就是 post office. She is going to the post office. Taylor 告诉 Susie, 其实她可以不必跑到邮局去买邮票，只要透过 stamps.com 这个网站就可以付费印出邮票或者是邮资贴条，连寄到国外的邮件都可以哦。You can use it to mail things overseas. 句尾的 overseas 是副词，表示往国外去。Susie 觉得这个网站实在是太方便了，因为 Taylor 说你可以用这种方式把邮件寄到世界上任何一个地方。You can mail things anywhere in the world. 副词 anywhere 就是去任何地方的意思，通常用在否定句和疑问句中。另外，寄信之前最好能够把邮地区查清楚，然后填上去。邮地区号就是 zip code， 如果你不知道的话，也可以上网去查哦。You can check the zip code online.
Hi, Taylor. I'm on my way to the post office. Do you need anything?
No, thanks. Why are you going to the post office?
I have some letters to send.
Do you just need to buy stamps?
Yes.
Then you don't need to go to the post office.I can help you.
You can?
Sure. I can print postage on my computer.
Susie is on her way to the post office. A post office is a building where mail is sent and received. In every town and city, there is a post office.
Yeah.If you want to send a letter or a card to a friend, you go to the post office. At the post office, there are boxes and envelopes. There are also things like pens and paper, so you can prepare what you need to send.
So why is Susie going to the post office? Because she has some letters to send. In our conversation, Taylor asks her, Do you need to buy stamps? And she says, yes.
Yeah, stamps are very important. Without them, you can't send anything. And look what I have right here. This is a very big stamp. Usually they are very small and you put it on top of an envelope. You use it so you can pay for what you're sending.
That's right. A stamp shows that you have paid the right amount of money so the post office can send it to that person. But Susie doesn't have to go to a post office to buy stamps because Taylor can help her.
Right. Taylor says, I can help you. This is a great sentence to know. We use this sentence if we see someone that needs help or someone that is in trouble. If you ever see someone drop something or having trouble with their homework, you can say, I can help you.
Wow, you're right. Well, there is much more we need to learn. Let's go to conversation B.
So you can print your own stamps?
Yes. You can print not only stamps, but also postage for packages. I use stamps.com. It's easy.
Can you use stamps.com to mail things overseas?
Sure. You can send letters and packages anywhere in the world.
That's very convenient.
It really is. Now, I don't have to wait in line. I'll show you how stamps.com works.
Thanks, Taylor.
Amazing. Taylor can print her own stamps. Not only stamps, but also postage for packages. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this sentence. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today we are going to have lots of fun.
Why?
Well, we are going to learn a new grammar point. We are going to learn how to use the sentence pattern not only, but also. For example, I like not only basketball, but also baseball. Or, I took not only my book, but also my water bottle. Great job. Now you're ready to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, friends, let's try practicing using today's grammar point. I like not only hiking, but also playing tennis.
That's a great sentence. All right, my turn. I not only bought a kitchen table, but also four chairs. Friends, now give it a try.
So how does Taylor print stamps and postage? She goes to a website called stamps.com. It's easy to use and you can even mail things overseas.
That's very cool. Earlier in our lesson, we talked about the word mail. Mail are things like letters or packages sent from one person to another. Many of us receive mail every day.
Oh, I like getting mail, especially from my family who live far away. Since Taylor doesn't need to buy stamps, she doesn't have to wait in line. That's wonderful. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
他说, Now I don't have to wait in line. 名词 line 原本是指一条线，用它来讲排队的一条线，也就是指排队的队伍。所以 wait in line 就是排队等候的意思。我们来看看排队的时候会用到的句子，比如你买完东西要结账的时候，看到柜台前面站了几个人，可是你不确定这些人是不是在排队，你就可以问他们 Is this a line?这个是在排队吗？如果有一个人站在队伍的后面，可是他好像在排队，又好像只是站在旁边，你就可以问他 Are you in line? 你在排队吗？要叫人排队就说 Please stand in line. 看到有人插队的话就说 The man just cut in the line.
Thank you, Christina. We wait in line for many things.
such as to buy movie tickets or to go on rides at an amusement park.
Well, once Susie knows how to use stamps.com, she doesn't have to wait in line. Taylor says, I'll show you how it works.
I'll show you how it works.
What are you talking about?
Peter, I'll show you how it works is today's
calendar phrase.
I'll show you how it works.
I'll show you how it works.
我示范给你看如何操作。
Something is wrong with the copy machine.
I'll show you how it works.
The paper won't go in.
I'll show you how it works.
And the paper won't come out.
I'll show you how it works.
It doesn't work. I'm the repairman. I'm here to fix it.
Oh!
I'll show you how it works.
I'll show you how it works.
我示范给你看如何操作。
Well, right now it's time for a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Marie, earlier in the lesson, you saw the word overseas. Overseas is a key word today. Have you ever been overseas?
I have. I've been to France, Italy, Japan, and Mexico. Those countries are overseas. How about you?
Hey, you should send me a postcard the next time you go overseas, okay?
Okay, next time I will. Well, let's learn more. Here's conversation C.
Do you know the zip code for Denver, Linda?
No, but I can check online. What are you sending to Denver?
Our photo contest winner lives in Denver. I'm sending her prize.
Oh, okay. Can you give me the full address?
Sure. The address is 1233 First Street.
Here it is. The zip code is 80204.
Thanks, Linda. I'll get this in the mail right away.
Linda and Taylor are talking. Taylor asks Linda, do you know the zip code for Denver? Let's go to Christina to learn more about the word code.
刚才讲到邮地区号 zip code. Code 是名词代码或密码的意思。我们来研究一下这个有趣的发音问题。我现在要给你两组英文单字，这两组字长得很像，请你观察一下它们的区别在哪里。好，我们来看第一组字 code, hope, note, pope。第二组字是 cod, hop, not, pop。看出来了吗？你应该是可以看出两个主要的差别。我们再来看一次 code, hope, note,Pope, cod, hop, not, pop. 这类的字字尾有 e 的时候母音发的是 o, 但是没有 e 的时候发的是 r 的音。我们来练习一下，请问这组字怎么发音呢？ Slope, slop. 那这个字呢？ Tot, tote. 你念对了吗？
Thank you, Christina. We have the word zip code. A zip code is a group of numbers that is used in some countries, such as America. It's part of an address of a certain part of town or city. In our conversation, we see the zip code 80204.
If you want to mail something, but you don't have the zip code, Then you have a problem. You need to make sure you know it.
Right. We learned that Taylor needs the zip code for Denver because her photo contest winner lives there. She needs to send her a prize.
A prize. I love prizes. A prize is something you win. Were you ever in a contest? If you won, you get a prize.
Right. Sometimes not only does the winner get a prize, but there are prizes for second place, third place, and third place.
That's right. Well, fourth place. Well, depending on the contest or even the game, these prizes can be ribbons or money or a big teddy bear.
Taylor needs to send the winner a prize, so she needs her address. An address is where a person lives. 1233 First Street is the address of the winner of the photo contest. Peter, what's your address?
Hey, I'm not going to tell you that on TV. Instead, let's review our key words. Friends, let's practice them together.
Here's our first key word. Mail. Mail. I mailed a letter to my mom.
Stamp. Stamp. Put a stamp on the letter and mail it.
Post office. Post office. Mail your letter at the post office.
Overseas. Overseas. Charlotte lives overseas.
Anywhere. Anywhere. I can't find my phone anywhere.
Zip code. Zip code. Denver's zip code is 80204. All right, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to practice them at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Hi, Taylor. I'm on my way to the post office. Do you need anything?
No, thanks. Why are you going to the post office?
I have some letters to send.
Do you just need to buy stamps?
Yes.
Then you don't need to go to the post office. I can help you.
You can?
Sure. I can print postage on my computer.
So you can print your own stamps?
Yes. You can print not only stamps, but also postage for packages. I use stamps.com. It's easy.
Can you use stamps.com to mail things overseas?
Sure. You can send letters and packages anywhere in the world.
That's very convenient.
It really is. Now, I don't have to wait in line. I'll show you how stamps.com works.
Thanks, Taylor.
Do you know the zip code for Denver, Linda?
No, but I can check online.
What are you sending to Denver?
Our photo contest winner lives in Denver. I'm sending her prize.
Oh, okay. Can you give me the full address?
Sure. The address is 1233 First Street.
Here it is. The zip code is 80204.
Thanks, Linda. I'll get this in the mail right away.
Hey, Monkey Man, can we go to the post office?
The post office? What for?
I want to mail a letter.
A letter?
Yeah. Can we go to the post office?
Sure, you can put the letter in the mailbox.
Well, no, I don't have a stamp. Can you give me one?
Well, sorry, Ginger, I don't have a stamp either.
Where can I get a stamp?
At the post office.
Yay! Can we go to the post office?
Okay. Hey, wait a second. Your letter doesn't have a name or an address.
Whoopsie! I forgot.
Who is this letter for?
It's for you.
Me? Well, Ginger, then why didn't you just give it to me?
Because I wanted to go to the post office.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. My daughter's birthday is coming soon. I want to buy a present for her. But what should I buy? Right now, I'm shopping online. One store sells children's clothes. They're really cute. But maybe my daughter will want a toy. No, maybe she wants a book. What should I buy? What should I buy?
20 years ago, if you wanted to buy something, you would leave your house, travel to a store, go inside, choose what you wanted to buy, pay for it, and then travel home again. It took a lot of time, and you wouldn't always get the best deal. But now, you can shop in a different way. You can shop online. Over the past few years, online shopping has become more and more popular. People can save time and money by shopping online. But there's one thing you must be careful about: internet safety. Before you buy anything online, make sure the site is safe. How can you tell? Addresses that start with HTTPS are safer than websites that start with HTTP. Also, look for a little lock on your browser. If there is a little lock, then website is safe. If it is not locked, don't type in your information. The site is not safe.
Well, I finally found the perfect gift for my daughter. I think she will love it, and I don't need to leave my house to get it. A postal worker will deliver the package to my house. Is it here already? Wow, so fast. Well, let me go and see if my package has arrived. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Well, Marie, make sure to give me your address so when I go overseas, at least I can send you a postcard, okay?
Okay, I'll give you my address. And you can also send me a really big package. I love presents. All right, friends. Well, we had a great time today. Join us tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.